mean, it's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. I mean, politics is this one of the downfalls of popular democracy, is it becomes a popularity contest.
Right.
And in sort of the age of culture, industry, and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. like, popularity is popularity is popularity.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a necessity to sort of hook yourself into the lives of different popular characters.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, keep in mind, John Kennedy did that too.
Mm-hmm.
He campaigned. Frank Sinatra re-recorded a song called High Hopes, which was a very cheesy musical theater song.
Yeah.
Rewrote the words.
Okay.
For John Kennedy and re-recorded it. So mm-hmm. again, you know, Sinatra's voice, I mean, Sinatra's name doesn't appear anywhere.
Oh, but okay.
Sinatra had such a recognizable voice in 1959 that everybody knew who it was.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, that was very, and if you look at Kennedy, right, Frank Sinatra, Harry Belafonte, when Kennedy was trying to sell himself as a civil rights person, mm-hmm. Harry Belafonte came out
right.
and, like, campaigned for him. Ella Fitzgerald did record a commercial for him, but it never aired.
Mm-hmm.
So you see him tapping into, you know, Frank Sinatra, Harry Belafonte, Ella Fitzgerald. Like,
right.
people who are huge.
Yeah.
That's part of the game.
Right.